mọ ibo lele 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 àìmọ ibo àìmọ lele lele àìmọ ibo lele upile pie mu pardon pardon ça pardon va faire pour vous àìmọ ibo lele àìmọ àìmọ lele lele àìmọ ibo lele upile pie mu pardon pardon ça pardon va faire pour vous. Okay, now you sit down in the front because when I finish, I need you to come back and sing again for me. Thank you. Give them your hand. Okay. Now, in Haiti, we start our stories by saying crick. When I say crick, you guys have to answer crack. Okay? And then when I finish, I'm going to say they kick me. And here I am to tell you the story. Also, you have to beg for the story. You have to say, please, please tell me a story. Okay, I don't have time to make you beg because I only have 10 minutes. But normally you will say, please, please tell me a story. And when I say, quick. Okay. You see, they have two little boys, one called Bookie, one called Miles. But that Miles is very, very smart. But Bookie is a stupid guy. He does everything wrong. And he doesn't know how to do, not only he doesn't know how to do anything, and he loves to eat meat. That's all he does. So the family have to save the meat someplace so Bookie don't go and eat it. But Bookie is also very lazy, and he does everything wrong. So one day, Malice, the smart brother, was going to the market. You know, those stories are long ago from Haiti. The slave came from Africa with those stories. That's why we find the same Bookie and Malice characters in a place called Gabon in West Africa. That's where the story started. So when Malice was going to the market, Malice said, Bookie, you see, I'm going to leave Mother with you. You see, Mother is sick. Just keep an eye on Mother. Don't touch Mother. And Bookie said, you know, Malice, this is my mother too. I can take care of, good care of my mother. You can go. Go to the market and leave me with Mother. So as soon as Malice left with Mother, Bookie went outside. He collected all leaves. You know, they make medicine with leaves because the doctor might live far away, 50 miles away from the village, and you have to use leaves to take care of your sick people in Haiti. So Malice got all the leaves. Malice went to the market, and Bookie went outside. He got all the leaves, and he boiled them. He said, Malice think I'm stupid. I'm going to show him that I can give a nice warm bath to Mother. So he boiled a leaf and the whole village smelled good because he got all citrus leaf, papaya leaf to make Mother relax. And the citrus leaf smelled good and the orange leaves and all the leaves there boiling. So then he took a big grommel. It's a big container, like a tub made of wood. And he dragged it in the on the bedside. And he said, Mother, I'm going to give you a nice bath. I don't want anybody to come and say Bookie is stupid. They're going to see when they leave me with Mother, I give Mother a nice bath. So while the water was still boiling hot, and you know how stupid Bookie is, Bookie got Mother from the bed, and Bookie just threw Mother in the hot water. And Mother went, eee! And Mother stayed like that in one position. And Bookie looked, Bookie started dancing and doing it. He said, I am a Ibo Lele, Lele Lele, I am a Ibo Lele. Look at that, like Mother is laughing. Mother is so happy. Mother is all smile. Mother stayed in one position. Mother never make a move after Bookie burned her like that. So then Bookie got a nice long white gown on Mother, and Bookie sat Mother in a walking chair. And Mother was still like that. And Bookie took a pipe and stick it in Mother's mouth, and Mother, the smoke coming out, and Mother was still like that. Stay like that. One position. So here come Malice. Where is Mother? Mother is not in bed. Oh, I gave a nice bath to Mother, said Bookie. I put Mother in a rocking chair, and Mother is so happy. Then Malice got near the bed. Malice touched Mother. Mother is dead. Ooh! Malice started to yell, Mother is dead. The whole village came. And when they heard what Bookie did, and they know Bookie was so stupid, they beat him up. And I heard Bookie yelling. I went to see what was wrong. They kicked me. And here I am in White Spring to tell you the story. I am a Igbo lele. Who can help me? I am a Igbo lele. Lele, lele. Everybody, when I go like that, you say lele, lele. I am a Igbo lele. Lele, lele. I am a Igbo lele. Ou pile pie mou pa dim pardon. Sa pardon va fè pou ou. I am a Igbo lele. Lele, lele. I am a Igbo lele. Lele, lele. Ou pile pie mou pa dim pardon. Sa pardon va fè pou ou. Okay, that's all 10 minutes I have to tell you the story.
Thank you very much, Liliane. But that's not the only 10 minutes she's going to get this weekend. In fact, she'll have some half-hour storytelling sessions. We have two areas where you can hear more stories from both Liliane and many, many other talented tellers. And that's happening up the hill. We have both a storytelling tent, and if you get too hot for stories outside, the auditorium is beautifully air-conditioned, and we have storytelling going on there all weekend. Next up, we have a group named Toro Huaco, which is composed of a family of immigrants from Nicaragua. I've seen this group before, and this is multidimensional as far as the sensations you're going to experience. The music, the movement of their dancing. If you've got your cameras ready, you're going to get some excellent photos of this group. And you'll get to see them even closer up in the Folklife areas throughout the weekend. Just consult those programs you can get, and they'll be telling you when and where everybody is performing all weekend long. To their performance, and then we will have music and they will dance. The Toro Huaco is an expressive ritual dance. It is performed by two groups composed of many dancers and a leader called Mandador. The dancers are accompanied by another person who carries the shape of the bull. The music you will be listening to was recorded directly from the interpreter. He plays two musical instruments at the same time, a small drum and a flute. The music has been transmitted from generation to generation. There is no written musical arrangement. It is performed only by ear, relying on intuition, which is a characteristic of native music. The outfits have rich historical and folkloric characteristics. The hat is decorated with many colorful flowers and elegant peacock feathers that symbolize royalty. The overboots, made of velvet, are decorated with shiny sequins and beads, which imitate the gold embroidery. The white skin, blue eyes, and blonde hair of the mask represents Gil González Dávila, the Spanish conquistador of Nicaragua. Its choreography incorporates a type of religious involvement. Each step and each sound is a symbol of the development of the native myth. The dance originated several centuries ago in the city of Diriamba, Nicaragua. We preserve it as an inheritance from our native ancestors, so we will not forget them and our heritage. The only family performing this dance is ours, the Silva family of Broward County, immigrants from Nicaragua. Composed of father, mother, wife, son, nieces, etc., the Silva family have come to interpret the Toro Huaco dance for you. Please welcome them. Toro Huaco from Nicaragua. And if you want to catch them up close where you can really get excellent photographs, they will be performing at different times throughout the weekend in the Florida Folklife area. We have a very popular group up next. Remembranzas del Conuco has come from the Miami area to share with you a Cuban traditional form of song called Decima. One of the favorite young singers of the Florida Folk Festival is a member of their group. He's only 6, and they won't tell me how old the oldest member is, but I know that you will really enjoy this. Even if you don't speak a lick of Spanish, this is some of the most fascinating work to watch all weekend. Please welcome Remembranzas del Conuco to the stage.
Échale guajiro, coge ese trillo, ¡uy!
Con su personalidad mi conjunto se presenta en esta fiesta. Esta parienta del campo y de la ciudad, viva mi bando con su bandera, que nuestra música nunca muera.
Échale guajiro que no se escoba, ¡uy!
Hoy todo es felicidad, a flores y el saúco.
¡Uy!
Y los recuerdos machucos en el pilón de la vida, ardales la bienvenida, remembranza del Conuco. Viva mi bando con su bandera, que nuestra música nunca muera.
¡Listo, guajiro! Sí, aquí estamos ya, ya tenemos a Fiel Benítez, el barcelito. Pícale, guajiro, coge el cedrillo. ¡Uy! ¡Esa música linda!
Yo soy el niño que un día, entre latidos ilesos, desperté por los bostezos nuevos de una poesía.
¡Ay, guajiro, pícale! ¡Uy!
Mi entidad, porque en esta sociedad voy a sentirme feliz.
Listo, bonito, bueno, ya tenemos a Belia Ramos, la alondra de Palma Rubia, pícale, guajira.
Thank you.
campesino se va, llega al surco, tira el grano, alegrado por el piano de un sinsonte en la jiba.
Listo, Guaido, bueno, ya tenemos a Andrés Pérez, el saltarín de Jarugo en Guaido.
Yo adoro las tradiciones de los cinco continentes.
Uy, ahí nada más.
Yo adoro las tradiciones de los cinco continentes, que aunque actúan diferentes, siguen los mismos renglones. Con las mismas emociones ríen todos los países. Para que sean felices las costumbres primitivas, canto manteniendo vivas esas gloriosas raíces.
Ay, Guajiro, sí, ya tenemos a José Lomarde, el látigo indestructible. Ay, Guajiro.
Dicen que todo poeta es el mejor emisario. Dicen que todo poeta es el mejor emisario y con él el calendario viaja de forma concreta. Solo busca la meta de la miel y de la flor. Y como conocedor de esta parte y de otra parte, las mariposas del arte vuelan a su alrededor.
Ay, Guajiro, sí, ya tenemos a Melitón Perdomo, el príncipe jaruqueño y chévere.
Concurrencia frente a ti, hago volar el idioma. Concurrencia frente a ti, hago volar el idioma como una blanca paloma bajo el cielo azul turquí. Que hay en mí con el alma te dedico. Y por eso multiplico de la paloma su vuelo para que baje del cielo con un saludo en tu pico.
Lindo, Guajiro. Bueno, ya tenemos a Biel Benítez. Vamos a ver Bienito, el barcelito. Échale, Guajiro.
Patria daremos los pasos definitivos.
¡Ay, Guajiro! ¡Uy!
Ahí se verán activos
mira cómo ese Guantanamera. ¡Uy!
Fantastic, the Cuban Decima singers. Oh, I'll tell you what, that was wonderful to hear such beautiful music. Well, while our next entertainer's coming up, I want to announce Fort White School. All students, if you're from Fort White School, you need to report to your bus as soon as possible. So check that out. So you have more information about that. Next coming up is a privilege to introduce a good friend of mine. I've known her for many years. Her name is Anna Moo. Anna has done a lot of wonderful albums, and she does children's music. In fact, she's so good that she has won the prestigious Parents' Choice Awards for her albums. And she forgot to bring her albums to the Folklife booth, but she's going to go run over after her performance and hopefully bring some tapes on down and CDs and all that good stuff. And you may notice her vest has got the markings of a cute little Jersey cow. I said, Anna, you look simply moveless today.
Hello. We're there. Can you hear me? Yeah. Are you ready? Ta-da! You can put your hands together on any time you want. And you'll know this song, maybe not at first, but when we get into it, you will. Get up and get going. Put a smile upon your face. Mr. Sun is shining, shining bright for the human race. What a beautiful morning. It makes me want to say, oh me, oh my, me, oh my, what a lovely day. Hey, hey, me, oh my, what a lovely day. All the trees are smiling, and the flowers are in bloom. butterflies are dancing to the morning sweet perfume. What a beautiful morning. It makes me want to say, oh me, oh my, me, oh my, what a lovely day. Hey, hey, me, oh my, what a lovely day. You know this part. This land is your land. This land is my. As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that in the sky highway. I saw below me a golden valley. This land was made for you and me. Here we go. So get up and get going. Put a smile upon your face. Mr. Sun is shining, shining bright for the human race. What a beautiful.
I am a songwriter for children, and I live in Gainesville, and my name is Anna Moo, and that really is my name. I married into the name. I'm going to need some help on this next song. I'm going to need some kids that want to come on up, all of you guys. All of you guys, come on over here. Watch the cables. Come right through here. Come right through here. Stand behind me over here. Okay, that's enough. That's enough right there. All right, we got enough kids here. Now, I want you to put your hands. Who's the best dancer here? Michael, are you the best dancer? All right, he's the head here. Okay, everybody get behind him. Just line, there you go, line up right behind him. Come here. Put your hands on his shoulders, both hands on his shoulders. You put your hands on, all right, we're getting it, we're getting it. Come on over this way so we can see you. We want to see you over here. All right, come here, come here. Line up this way. Move this way. So the line's going this way. There we go. This way. We'll get it yet. When I was growing up, here we go. There we go. Move this line. Come here. Everybody come up. No, no, you stay right there. When I was growing up in California, I had a big, huge vegetable garden with big, fat, fat red juicy tomatoes. I mean, we grow some serious ones here in Florida, too. And I remember the ones in California, they were just so fat. But you know what comes along with those? What do you get when you get big, fat, juicy, delicious tomatoes? You get worms and what else? Something that's got a lot of legs on it. Caterpillars. All right, come. You know what? You guys, we've got two lines here. That's fine. You join over there on the end. And you join over there on the end. And I want you to go that way, and I want you to go that way, and then come back. Oh, hang on, when I tell you. And then you're going to come back, and you're going to come on back on stage. But just listen to what the music is doing right now. And everybody out there, I need you to keep time. This is a caterpillar song. Ready? Hang on, just listen. Caterpillar, caterpillar, moving up and moving down, up and down. Caterpillar, caterpillar, shake your hairy legs around. Caterpillar, caterpillar, are you going into town? Caterpillar, caterpillar, are you going to buy some shoes? A caterpillar, caterpillar, well, they must cost a lot for you. Caterpillar, caterpillar, slow down, let me see where you're going to. You're so fuzzy, you're so slow, I'm just a-wondering, I'm wondering where you're gonna go. Caterpillar, caterpillar, come on back this way, quietly. moving up and moving down. Caterpillar, caterpillar, there you go. Shake your hairy legs around. Shake those legs around, guys. Caterpillar, caterpillar, are you going into town? Caterpillar, caterpillar, would you like to have some lunch? Well, caterpillar, caterpillar, here's a pretty leaf to munch. Caterpillar, caterpillar, if you're hungry, here's a bunch. Ooh, we got a squish caterpillar. Caterpillar, caterpillar, moving up and moving down. Caterpillar, caterpillar, shake your hairy legs around. Caterpillar, caterpillar, these are the craziest cats around. Caterpillar, caterpillar, moving up and moving down. Doop, 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 doop. Oh, yeah. You guys take a bow. We got great caterpillars. Just watch the cords going back to your seats. All right, come on. Oh, are you guys ready to party and dance a little bit? Stay on out there. All right, this is a song. This is a song about, this is what happens when you live in Gainesville. Do we have any Gator fans out here? We have any Gator? Oh, yeah, there we go. All right, everybody stand up. Come on, stand up. Pete. We're going to do a little rocking here. This song is called The Alligator Stomp. You ready?
Well, there's a big alligator about a 12-foot long. He goes wild and crazy when he hears this song. Yeah, his tail starts to wagging. He dance all night long. He do the alligator stomp,
stomp, stomp,
in the Florida swamp,
swamp, swamp.
Hear his jaw go chomp,
chomp, chomp,
and his tail go thump,
thump, thump.
He dance all night long to that crazy song. Et toi, et toi, c'est son, he dance comme si, he dance comme ça. Yeah, he's a crazy alligator, singing ooh la la. Now that big alligator, he likes accordion. He loves to hear that fiddle and a beat bass drum. And when the music playing, he gonna dance along. He do the alligator stomp,
stomp, stomp,
in the Florida swamp,
swamp, swamp.
Hear his jaw go chomp,
chomp, chomp,
and his tail go thump,
thump, thump.
He dance all night long that crazy song. He do the alligator stomp,
stomp, stomp,
in the Florida swamp,
swamp, swamp.
Hear his jaw go chomp,
chomp, chomp,
and his tail go thump,
thump, thump.
He dance all night long that crazy song. Il danse comme si, il danse comme ça. Yeah, he's a crazy alligator, singing ooh la la, ooh la la.
Yeah, if you wanna catch a gator in the middle of the night, you get a skeeter boy, yeah, and a big flashlight. And it don't take long, but once you hear that song,
come on,
he do the alligator stomp,
stomp, stomp,
in the Florida swamp,
swamp, swamp.
Here's jaw go chomp,
chomp, chomp,
and his tail go thump,
thump, thump.
He gets all night long.
Okay, that's it.
That crazy song.
Here we go.
He do the alligator stomp.
Watch out,
stomp,
guitar.
Stomp,
in the Florida swamp,
swamp, swamp.
Here's jaw go chomp,
chomp, chomp,
and his tail go thump,
thump, thump.
He gets all night long.
One, two, three, go Gators!
just a few Gator fans here hitting the stage. Thanks. Okay. I need to catch my breath here. I would like to do one more song here. And this is a quiet one. How many of you are from Florida? Born and raised here. All right, take a seat, because I want you to really listen to the words on this song. This is one I wrote a couple years ago. It's on my second album entitled Animu Crackers. And this is called Florida. Magnolia trees and warm, gentle breeze, and acres of green. Just snap your fingers. Roadside sand stand, an old black man sells his watermelons and peas, and radios that only know the sound of a country tune. Oh, and a redneck farmer drives his pickup truck, still covered with the love bugs in June. Oh, Florida, sweet Florida, flowering into my soul. With every day you grow and you change, and how these memories flow. Oh, Florida, sweet Florida, where the wild azaleas grow. Still be the paradise that I've come to love and to know. Sandhill cranes flying high with cattle and egrets below. Palmetto trees swarm filled with and gopher turtles crossing your roads. And on the coast, those shrimpers' boats with the salt of the sea in the air. And I can walk miles at a time without seeing anyone anywhere. Sweet Florida, flowering into my soul. With every day you grow and you change, and how these memories flow. Oh, Florida, sweet Florida, where the wild azaleas grow. Still be the paradise that I've come to love and to know. Alligator stories follow every creek. In the blue spring water swim the gentle manatees. Thunderstorms that pierce your skies with lightning streaks. And those sunsets God paints in your skies. Oh, Florida, sweet Florida, flowering into my soul. Every day you grow and you change, memories flow. Oh, Florida, sweet Florida, where the wild azaleas grow. You still be the paradise that I've come to love and to know. Oh, Thank you. Thanks, I'm Anna Moo.
Anna Moo from Gainesville, Florida. Man, I tell you what,
she's simply marvelous. Well, up next we have a storyteller. She is from Eustis, Florida. Her name is Miss Annette Bruce. This will be her 12th year here at the festival, and she does have a book and a storytelling tapes for sale. If you go check out the Pineapple Press book sales area and also the Friends of Florida Folk booth, you can get one of her copies for her tapes or her book. Thank you, Miss Annette.
Try me now. Now, can you hear? Okay, good. He was just a country doctor in a little cracker town. Fame and fortune had passed him by, but we never saw him frown. Why, half the folks in the town, and that included me too, were ushered in by Doc Brown when we made our first debut. And day by day, in his friendly way, Doc cared for us one and all. And some folks forgot to pay, even though his fee was small. But Doc didn't seem to mind. At least he never sent any bills. His only concern, so it seemed, was to cure our aches and ills. But Doc really needed his money, and sometimes he collected his fee. But like as not, he would give it to someone who needed it worse than he. So when the Depression hit our town and drained each meager purse, Doc's income just went from bad to worse. He had to sell his furniture, and still he couldn't pay the office rent. So to a room up over the livery stable, Doc with his satchel went. But down below on a hitching post near the curb, just to advertise his wares, Doc tacked a sign, Doc Brown has moved upstairs. Still, he continued to serve us with a heart pure as gold, but anyone with an eye could see that Doc was growing old. Then one day he didn't answer when they knocked upon his door. They found the old man lying down. His soul was there no more. He had on that old black suit and on his face a look of content. And all the money they ever found was a quarter and a great big copper cent. Then they opened his ledger books. That gave all our hearts a pull, for Doc had written beside each account, paid in full. Well, it looked like Potter's Field for old Doc, and that caused much alarm until someone remembered a graveyard out on the Simmons farm. Now, Doc had delivered six of their young'uns, and Simmons was a grateful cuss. Doc's like one of the family. Of course he can sleep here with us. Well, Doc deserved a funeral fit for a king, but that was a joke, for we were all broke and couldn't give a thing. Well, Frank Jinks, the undertaker, did quite well. He donated a casket he hadn't been able to sell. The funeral procession didn't have much pomp or style, but the wagon loads of mourners stretched out for more than a mile. And we all said a prayer as we put that man beneath the sod, an humble man who was on speaking terms with God. We covered his grave with flowers, not from the flower shop, roses and things from folks' gardens, and even some old dandelion tops. You see, the Depression had hit us hard, and each one carried his load, so some folks just brought flowers they'd gathered along beside the road. We wanted to give him a monument, and he certainly deserved one, for our town was a much better place for all the good he'd done. But marble and granite cost money. We did the best we could. You see, we gave him a monument made of wood. Well, what we really did was dig up that old hitching post on which Doc had tacked his sign. We painted it the purest white, and to us, it looked just fine. That old hitching post still stands today, an answer to our prayer, mutely telling all the world that Doc Brown has moved upstairs. Thank you. Thank you. I want to tell you about my costume, and then I'm going to go along and let you get back on schedule. I'm wearing a replica of an old tie skirt. Came out of Europe a few decades ago. People used to throw out their old ties to gypsies. They had no use for them as a necktie, so they ripped them apart, took the inner facing out of them, and sewed them to each other to make very colorful, not very practical, but very colorful skirts. I'm wearing it over a hook, which I think someone in the South probably designed because it holds all this material out from my body. It's kind of a built-in air conditioner. I always wear it over pants. I used to wear it over skirts. You can't miss as far as the top is concerned with this skirt or any of the tie skirts. You'll find it'll match anything. But I don't wear it over a skirt anymore because when I go into the schools to tell stories, sometimes the pre-K and K want to find out how many of them can fit up under my skirt. So that's my story. Think we're on time, okay? Thank you all. You've been a wonderful audience. I hope that you live as long as you want to as long as you live. Thank you.
Let's have it, Miss Annette Bruce. I'll tell you what, I love hearing stories being told. They're just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, if you didn't hear the announcement earlier, all the people from Fort White School, you have got to report to your bus now. Coming up, we have got a wonderful dance team. They are from St. Petersburg. They're the, what I call the Spiffies. They're the International Children's Ensemble. And let's hear it, have a big hand for them. This is their sixth year here at the festival.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we are the Spiffs International Children's Ensemble from St. Petersburg, Florida. And we are going to take you on a small world tour. If we tried to cover all the countries, we'd probably be here till way past midnight. On our tour, we are going to make several stops, the first being the land of Poland, of my ancestry. And if you picture cobblestone roads or what they're going to perform on today, the brick here, that's exactly what you'd see this done, with the horse pulling the carriages. And it is titled the Krakowiak from Krakow, Poland. Thank you. As you notice, we get an aerobic workout up here with our performances. Our next stop is going to be in the country of Austria. Many of the dances you may not recognize as nationally known. However, if you've seen The Sound of Music, you know the next dance. This is titled The Ländler. Some people call it the Lendl. This is a very beautiful flowing dance representing the rivers and plains of the country. And many people think because it is slower, it's easier. Well, not so, as the dancers learned when they were getting this dance together. A lot of times, the slower, the harder. And here we are from Austria with the Ländler. Our next stop is in the land of France. And though this was never traditionally looked upon as one of the dances representing that country, with their centennial celebration years back, and every tourist wanting to go to the famous Moulin Rouge, they have brought the can-can out into the open. And a lot of people don't realize that the guys have a part in this as well as the girls. So here we are with this chorus line kicking, balletic stepping dance, the can-can. Thank you. As you can see, we have performed this, I should say, in finish lines, on rocky roads, on side of hills, in hallways, and now on a beautiful stage here. Our next stop is in the land of the Philippines. This is actually a game, as are most of the youth folk dances, and the idea for the drummers is to try to catch the bird, which the dancers represent, going between the poles. And they are bamboo poles, and it took me about 4 months to dry them out in the sun. They don't hurt the feet of the person going through when they hit it, believe it or not. And if you know how to count to three, this is not that difficult as long as you don't step in on one. There are many different variations. This is the famous tinikling from the Philippines, and the bird going through is called the tinikling bird. So here we are from the islands of the Philippines with our version of the tinikling. I should say, if you know how to do double Dutch jump rope, you should be able to do this. And also, some of you may have done this in school, haven't you? You might, yeah, I'm sure I've seen you, some of you, doing this in school, the famous tinikling from the Philippines. Our next stop is going to be in the land of Scotland. This is the famous Highland Fling. And yes, you do see the guys performing this. A lot of people feel this is only for the girls. Well, the guys originally were the dancers of these from Scotland. And so now we are going to show you, as I give them a second to breathe, the Highland Fling from Scotland.
Thank you.
What instrument was that? All right, you're paying attention. You get an A for the day. And now our tour stops back in the land of America. And if I talk about some people, I should say I have friends down this part of the country, and some of them call these crayfish and some say crawfish. Do you know what state I'm talking about? All right, I heard Louisiana. Very good. This is titled The Cross-Eyed Cajun. And after a fun evening of having a good time at a festival or a party or something, you'd probably get a little cross-eyed trying to put your foot around the heel of the other foot. So let's help out the dancers with the beat of The Cross-Eyed Cajun from America. Thank you very much for going on us with our tour and our short storybook around the world. We hope you enjoyed it. We thank you for having us here today at the Florida Folk Festival. And we are Spice from St. Petersburg, Florida. Thank you very much.
Wasn't that wonderful? Let's give them a bigger hand. Woohoo! I'll tell you what, we have got some more wonderful entertainment. Sometimes you think it's kind of hard. You think one group that can't get any better. Well, here's a group that kind of gives them competition. It's Murphy's Law. They're all the way from the Fort Lauderdale area. Come on down. Come on down, they say. This is about their third year playing here at the Folk Festival. It's Murphy's Law. They are a wondrous family band, and you get to hear some twin fiddles from real twins. So without any further ado, get down, turn up. It's a family joke we have.
We will. Hi, folks.
You guys set the phone up.
Are they using the bottom?
Okay.
We're going to start off with an old tune from the Delmore Brothers, Old Stars for Nashville. And it's called Going Back to Blue Ridge Mountains.
sweetheart, now you have caused all the trouble. You don't love me anyhow.
Tunes we're going to do are a medley of Growlin' Old Man, Cacklin' Old Woman, and Kitchen Girl.
Thanks a lot. Well, we're really glad to be here. And like Tammy said, we're a little teeny tiny string band. We've been playing together for about 3 years or so. And we've been playing a bunch of different types of stuff, traditional music that we're teaching the kids. And this next tune we're going to do is one of many tunes that you hear from the old days of people that left the South, and then they realized they really kind of lost a lot when they left. And this is one of those tunes called Sweet Sunny South. Like I said, we've been teaching the kids a little bit different stuff, and our interests go to old-time fiddle music and old gospel singing, and traditional Cajun music is one of our interests, too. And we're going to do an old fiddle tune written by the late, great Dewey Balfa, the fiddler. And the kids kind of liked this one, so we thought we'd do it. Thank you. Thanks a lot. One thing we do down in Lauderdale, we have our monthly square dances, and you always got to have a waltz at the end. So we've been teaching the kids a couple waltzes. And here's one. It's not really an old traditional one. It's kind of a modern one. It was written by Jay Unger, and you might be familiar with it. You might have heard it on the PBS special of the Civil War a couple years ago. It's a real nice old-timey sounding waltz. We're going to do that now for you. Nice and warm today.
I'll say.
Okay, we're going to do one more tune. Get out of here so you can enjoy the rest of the afternoon. And this one tune, I'll do a personal dedication to a good friend of mine who I learned this tune from. Good old Jerry Cox. And thank you for listening to us. It's great to be here. Enjoy the festival. Gonna have some great weather, I guess. This one's called Devilish Mary.
Then I met a pretty little girl, and sure enough, we married. Ring, ding, 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 Mary, prettiest girl I ever did see, and her name was Devilish Mary. Well, we were married about 2 weeks, and she turned as mean as a devil. Every time I looked cross-eyed, she'd hit me on the head with a shovel. Ring, ding, 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 prettiest gal that I ever did see, and her name was Devilish Mary. She washed my duds and old soap suds and cleaned my jeans with stitches. Let me know right from the start that she was gonna wear my britches. Ring, ding, ding, dong, dairy. Prettiest gal I ever did see, and her name was Devilish Mary. So she grabbed her old suitcase and down the road she started. Ring-ding-ding-dong,
ding, 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 fairy, prettiest girl I ever did see. Her name was Devilish Mary.
Well, if I ever marry again, it'll be for love, not riches. Marry a girl about 2 feet tall, she can't wear my britches.
Ring, ding, ding, dong, dairy. Prettiest gal I ever did see, and her name was Devilish Mary.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Let's give him another hand. Murphy's Law. Get down, turn up. Ah. Oh,